nor does it unfrequently occur that Nantucket captains will send a son of such tender age away from them for a protracted 3 or 4 years' voyage in some other ship than their own, so that their first knowledge of a whaleman's career shall be unenervated by any chance display of a father's natural but untimely partiality or undue apprehensiveness and concern. Meantime, now the stranger was still beseeching his poor boon of Ahab, and Ahab still stood like an anvil, receiving every shock, but without the least quivering of his own. "I will not go," said the stranger, "till you say aye to me. Do me as you would have me do to you in the like case, for you too have a boy, Captain Ahab, though but a child and nestling safely at home now, a child of your old age, too. Yes, yes, you relent. I see it. Run, run, men, now, and stand by to square in the yards." "Avast!" cried Ahab. "Touch not a rope yarn." Then, in a voice that prolongingly molded every word, "Captain Gardiner, I will not do it. Even now I lose time. Goodbye, goodbye. God bless ye, man, and may I forgive myself, but I must go.